Dr. Wien, Sid Fleming asks, do you believe that illegal immigrants in Alaska should be deported immediately?
Immigration is an interesting notion. There are actually two types of immigration. There is that aspect where there's legal immigration, where you go through a process which is lawful, and that is something that has gone on in this country since its founding. However, there is a concept of illegal immigration, and what constitutes a country is a border. And, why is Italy Italy, and why is France France? It's because they had some concept of borders. We know what has happened after World War I, when all the borders were just changed all over, and various ethnic groups were now crowded into borders which were not natural to them, and definite problems occurred. So the question is, should they be deported immediately? We have process in this country, and I believe that even those who enter into this country illegally are part of that process. So should they be deported immediately? If they are known to be criminals, I would say yes. But I think regular people need to go through whatever that process we have now and to determine if their stay in this country is appropriate. So that is where I stand on. Thank you.
Representative Christ Tompkins?
Generally speaking, sort of draconian, the draconian hand of government coming in and tearing apart families, I think is really to be avoided. This is a federal issue. It's not a state issue. So as far as what the state of Alaska government is going to do, it's there's not, I think, probably a huge amount of relevance. But as a matter of principle, I think it's really unfortunate to see actions like that. And you want dignity, you want due process. I think I was reached out to, I think it was 8 to 12 months ago, there was a woman here in Sitka who was sort of ensnared in an immigration issue. And I think to those who sort of get into the system, it can sort of seem arbitrary and bureaucratic and sort of not make a lot of sense. If people are contributing members of society in our communities, I think the degree to which that can be kept true makes a lot of sense to me. At the same time, you want strong borders and you want to encourage legal immigration, not illegal immigration, and the degree to which that can be accomplished is all the better. But this is a federal issue, not a state issue. So those are my thoughts, but not terribly relevant to what the state of Alaska is going to do.